Com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Justin, if you could see this pile of chicken wings I had just put in front of me.
I just saw that they delivered something to you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna hold up the camera. I'm telling you, for an organization that this is not what they do for a living, is
they're like good. I've had them.
Yeah, they sure are. These wings are, Paul always does this to me. I can be on a diet and done real good, and then I'll eat these wings for the next 2 weeks because he gives me
awesome.
So many of them.
Yeah, awesome.
Outstanding.
They're
of course, awesome. You know, Justin, too, I always bite them and put them back in the, yeah. What a man does, he bites one and puts it back in my mouth.
It's a Seinfeld episode. Is what it is. Exactly.
David Hendricks, Sr. joined us now. David,
that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Great to have you. We don't get you on the mic very much. This is a rare thing, and we got it on camera to prove that it happened.
I hope Junior's listening.
We've got Christian Weaver back in the studio. Justin Moore's in his tour bus somewhere near Buffalo. And also, we've got a guest with you, Shailene. Shailene Phillips. Now, I can't remember which one it was.
Shailene Phillips.
We talked about it. It was Shailene Phillips. But some will say Shailene, but it's Shailene Phillips. Mm-hmm. And you're with LifeWise Academy. And this is, I don't know anything about this organization other than my mother went to an event and loved it. And I know, David, you and your wife are very supportive. And you're a Saline County girl, right,
yes.
Shailene? You grew up there, went to school there.
Yes.
Left for a while with your husband, was in the Navy, came back and been there 30 years. And so for those that have never heard of LifeWise Academy, what is it?
Hey, it's Bible education for public school students during the school day.
During the school day?
During the school day.
How's that work?
So we're able to, with parent permission, check students out over lunch and recess, take them to a nearby church, share the gospel with them through Bible education, do an activity while they eat their lunch, of course, while they're reading the Bible, and hop back on the bus and go back to school. We got 50 minutes door to door. So it's pretty close and quick.
Always around lunch? Is that what it's paired with?
That is currently what we're doing at Bryant Schools, yes. Lunch
it's
and
a free time, whatever free time there may be. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not taking any core curriculum away from them.
And who are some of the students doing this? Are they from a particular church? Or are they from?
All over. Our goal, our vision is to reach all students in public schools with the gospel through high-quality, community-driven, a release time religious instruction. That release time religious instruction is how we do that because the Supreme Court ruling in 1952 said that it was legal, constitutional, for parents to have Bible education for their students if they were off campus, privately funded, and parent permitted. So those are the things we do to keep it legal, and parents want this for their children. And so it's an awesome experience to be able to share that with the kids.
Where do you go? Where's the location?
Currently we're at Collegeville, and we're expanding to other schools this fall at Hurricane Creek Elementary, Bryant Elementary, possibly Bryant Middle.
So most of these are elementary. So this is an elementary school.
Right now, it is a K-12 program, but we go to a church nearby.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How many schools are you doing this with now?
Well, we're hoping this fall we'll be in 4.
Okay. And David, what's your connection with this? I know that y'all have been involved with this and supportive of this.
Well, I first heard about LifeWise a couple of years ago, and I just thought, well, this is just too good to be true. That you have a chance to introduce Jesus to a lot of young people, teach them the Bible, and the more I learned about it and saw it was a thing that was going on across the nation. It's currently in 30 states. They have a real strong program in Prairie Grove, Arkansas. Several of the northwestern schools are joined now, and we had the opportunity to bring it to Central Arkansas, where Benton, Bryant, and Boxside are currently going to have the program this summer. And I, you know, David, I grew up in a home where we went to church, we learned about God, and it was just great. I want that for all children. Its parents have to okay it. The schools have nothing to do with it. It's like checking them out.
Yeah.
Go to the dentist. the parents agree for them to be checked out. They go off campus and they learn about Jesus, you know, and hopefully they'll take it from there and have a relationship with Jesus the rest of their lives and learn how to be good citizens, talk good morals, and I just think it's a win-win.
Well, I'm a detail guy, so I'm doing the math in my head. You got to be pretty darn efficient to be checked out of school, go to a location, eat, teach, get them back. I mean, you got 15 minutes to do that. Yeah. So it sounds like you got to have a pretty tight operation, right?
We do. So our teacher has about 20 to 25 minutes. We actually start talking when they load the bus. And then we continue to talk until they exit the bus.
Okay.
But we're going to use every minute. And so it's been fantastic to see how we could get so much accomplished in 50 minutes,
honestly. It's just once a week. How are the kids accepting this?
Oh,
how
they love it. The students we had this spring loved it. And as a matter of fact, they've been sharing it with their friends. And I had 10 new students sign up yesterday.
That's great.
So they're excited about it. They're very knowledgeable and enthusiastic about the Word of God.
And you would think, I guess, the focus you start is the elementary school age.
Right.
You know, and maybe you might get into the lower level, the middle school, but mostly it's the elementary school.
Currently it is. But my dream is to be in all of the schools through high school. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so this is on the Bryant side of Saline County. That's not gotten to Benton, the Benton side
okay,
yet.
Okay, Benton is actually active. She started her program. Megan Stratum is the program director at Benton, and she started in March. And so she had 23 students at the end of her school year, and she's launching in other schools this fall too.
So if somebody's listening and they're interested, how do they find you or find the organization?
Absolutely. Go to lifewise.org and search for your school, and you'll be connected to our webpage, and you can submit your name and contact information, and we'll be in touch with you. I personally am at lifewise.org/Saline Bryant AR.
Now, when you were in school at Bryant, boy, talk about a different.
Oh yeah!
Wow. I mean, what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 88.
Yeah. So, man, just the size of Bryant now, the operation. Benton has always been a big school, and for you, because you were gone. How long were you gone?
Six and a half years.
Yeah. You've seen the growth yourself.
Well, when I left Bryant, there was a Taco Bell and a McDonald's, and when I returned, there was a whole new world 6 years later. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see, talking about just school number of school children, the number of school kids in the Bryant school. Because is it Saline County School District?
It's Bryant School District.
Wow.
Benton School District.
Yeah. Wow.
I think there's about 9,000 students.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
A few questions on the middle team here at Tech Science. Does it cost anything?
No, it is free for students to attend. We fundraise so that we don't have to charge students. We'll never ask parents to pay for their children to go to Bible education.
And it's privately funded. That's why
the school
has nothing to do with it. Here's one that says, our church, West Bauxite Baptist, will be hosting kids from Pine Haven for LifeWise. That's pretty cool. Let's see. Where's another one?
Did you see this one?
Let's say it.
Miss Phillips is a great lady. When I was a principal, great lady in Saline County. My kids loved her to this day.
Awesome.
Very,
thanks.
Very outstanding. Yeah, a lot of people
we don't usually get positive comments. We, Roger, we just get the
A. We're the opposite. We're a 180 from that. So, it's one of those things where I've not heard of this until David had mentioned it to my wife. He said, look, Roger, you can come if you want to, but we want to get Samantha involved. We want to get Meredith involved. And that's when my wife and my daughter and David's mom attended this event. So a lot of people don't even know it exists.
Oh, no.
That's
very new to Central Arkansas. So we are doing everything we can to get the word out, mostly through parents, because parents are the ones that have students that need to be enrolled. And so we do have a billboard now, and we've had a gracious donor purchase a bus that is being wrapped with LifeWise. And so we'll be dropping that all over the county spread awareness.
I'm sorry. Again, I'm a detail guy. In my mind, have you ever had a situation where, like, let's go. Step on it. We got to get back. You've got the deadline of what time you have to get back to the school. I mean, do you ever cut it close?
Maybe the first day we get classes.
Right,
we squeaked in there.
Well, the school, I was going to say, is the school supportive and they understand, or they real strict? No, you've got to be.
The school was supportive because it was our first day. But since then, we made certain that we were there early. We just spend a little more time in the van talking and doing a memory verse. So it's been fantastic.
Well, it's important to have a location real close.
close to the school
yes,
to make
exactly.
this happen.
Exactly.
So you got to have some people help out in that area as well.
Very good. Yeah, you had the Hendricks family, too. With the Hendricks family endorsement, you know, that's, you know, I tell my sponsors of the Touchdown Club, listen, the Hendricks family is involved in the Touchdown Club. And, you know, one thing about them, I complimented David Jr., you know, like the Touchdown Club, most of the things you guys, David, believe in, you get involved. You actually participate.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we love the Touchdown Club. It's a lot of fun each year and just exciting. And, you know, and we're looking forward to it this year. We can't wait to be a part of it. And also very excited about LifeWise.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to bring up, Dave, that LifeWise was started by Ohio State football player.
Is that right?
Yeah, Joe Pennington, and he's very active.
What year was that? Did that happen?
I think it was around
2018 is when the concept was created. 2019 is when
we
the first
two schools
launched.
We don't
want to
start giving any credit to them Yankees, Dave.
That's true. It had to be a Buckeye dead gummit. It could have been an SEC team.
Yeah, but he is a good guy. You know, at least they got the red shirt.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll be curious to see what your logo is to see. Because, again, you know, if you're here, you're wearing red.
That's right.
Talking about being the supportive that you guys are, you're supportive of the Razorbacks.
Right.
You know, I know that you're excited about that. And you know, that's what's great. You got to have people like the Hendrixes, you know,
yes.
Shalene, that you know, it takes everybody.
Yes.
You know, you can have an idea, and you may need people, and they need bodies,
yes.
you may need money.
Yes,
but
all of those.
Yeah, that's why I always say, anything I'm involved with, I always say, it's you know, I get sometimes a lot of credit, but it's the everybody. It takes, you may have an idea, but it takes everybody to execute it, and that's what I love. I love when something comes together and succeeds. You guys sound like that you're really happy with the way things are progressing.
Yes, and it is very community-driven. And we partner with churches so that there's a host site close to the school, right? And then also so that when that child has come to a place where they're ready to attend church, then we're plugging them into a church. And churches are vital to this. It's a community-driven project. We cannot do it without our partners in the community.
Well, David, we know we're praying for Roger and his hair growth. If you look, that hair is a miracle.
Shalene, I had a hair transplant.
Okay, thank you.
That's what it was.
Looks great.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. I did it for content, for the show.
David,
I'd come to the resolve that it was a done deal, but this opportunity presented itself, and now I'm writing off the medication.
David,
so.
you and your brother go back with Roger to youth days, and so you remember
when we would have needed LifeWise.
Yeah.
Could have used more LifeWise.
Absolutely.
Could have used more LifeWise.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I don't know how you used to be in school. Now, I know a little bit about Roger. Did you guys hang out as much? When he went through the wild stage, did you guys
back off?
No.
He saw me.
I'm not so sure my friend was as wild as he lets on.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David.
I think
reserved.
He's always been a good guy. Always very well dressed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Looked good and always out there. Always a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
how was he with the ladies though?
Oh, he was very good. You always wanted Roger to sit at your table. You had the crowd you wanted around you.
As long as he wasn't on a wrestling mat, he was good with the women. Good to know.
That's right.
So that's interesting. So even back in the day, Roger was entertaining even back when you knew he was going to be an entertainer, right?
He was. He was very funny. He was at Smart Aleck You Liked.
Thank you, David. That's what we need. That's right. If I need to play trivia on the LifeWise bus, I'll do that.
Let's do it.
I would like to point out, I think the hair has helped his golf game.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Please.
I played golf with him a couple times. He played the best golf of his life. Now, his hair did get in his eyes a couple times.
It did.
But he is really playing good golf.
Thanks, David.
You guys have a guys' trip that you always do, and you also play in Saline County. You try to guys, and you have seen him play over the last year, and you have seen his game improve, right?
Yes, he really is hitting the ball well, playing good golf. He doesn't swing like he's mad anymore.
I don't know what I was doing.
His swing down, and he's just doing really well.
What's your handicap, David?
Oh, I'm at best, 18 handicap for bogey golfer. That's on a really good day.
He's an excellent golfer. Hit you right down the middle.
Oh, I'm sure his swing is
which, by the way, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is going to have
have a location out of there too, aren't they?
Right.
And I did want to ask you too, got out of here too. You've had a chance to get to know Coach Silverfield, and you've known some of the other coaches, but you really feel positive about the kind of guy he is and where you think the program is going to.
Oh,
right?
I did. I got to visit with him a couple hours in his office, and I felt like really I got up and left because I think he would have talked to me all afternoon.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be disciplined. He's going to bring a new sense of urgency. He told me some things he had installed. And if you're an old football player, you like what he's saying. And accountability. He said that, you know, that when a player pulls on the parking lot, they'll park in the same place every day. They'll do the same things over and over. And I just really like his approach.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's going to be good for us.
Yeah, I think we've all been impressed. You know, again, we talk about the money. You know, it's tough when you're competing against schools that have twice the budget. It just, the reality is. And so you just got to, you know, you spend what you can spend, get the kids, coach them up. And get the extra out of them. You know, Razorbacks have always been a team that's, you know, most have overachieved because they don't have as many five stars as the bigger states and those kind of things. But we've competed on the national level. We can certainly do that. And you just got to keep getting the best players and then coach them up. You know, that's certainly, I do love the fact that he even got down to the details and say, I want my kids, if I can save 3 miles of walking over the course of 14 weeks of going to get your lunch, that's 3 miles less than they got to walk. And I do got to say this too, you guys can appreciate, because you guys have kids. Yesterday it was 1,000 degrees out there, but his wife Katie came out there, Justin, with their two twins, which are about this tall. I don't know how old that would make them. I don't know the age, but I was talking with Kyle Parkinson, and he was saying that's the only time he'll get a chance to see his kids today. So I just thought that was really cool. It's an interesting dynamic at play where we forget how much time these guys spend and how late they will be. And, you know, by the time he gets home, they're asleep. So they had them come out there, and they had the golf carts and had them drive around. They got an assistant who was helping with the kids. But you don't think about those things. No. This guy wants to be a dad. He had baby twins. They're probably 18 months or something, you know. And so that's the only, honey, if you don't bring the kids up here and I got to run over there and see them. I just thought that was interesting to see that in the middle of the chaos.
The day I visited with him in his office, he had a baby stroller in there that day.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Let's not often think about this. Most of the time, the coaches we see are older. Mm. They've already had the kids already raised.
I learned a little bit from Neil Arisman, his wife Kelly, because that was for they didn't have three. They got six. They did not have their kids with them on this trip. So every minute they could spend chilling and relaxing, they took advantage of that. And then just hearing some of the stories that they have. So, yeah, you're right. We want that commitment from the coach, and we sacrifice as parents and grandparents. We know how important it is to be around them now, but we don't realize it until somebody points it out, and you got to go, all right, step back. They're sacrificing.
JM, you were going to say something?
Oh, goodness. Don't get me lying. I don't remember. Yeah, I forget. Who knows?
That's okay. The reason it hit me just because, you know, you don't see head coaches at major schools with kids that age.
Right.
You know, most of them, by the time they've gotten there, the kids are already older or they're assistant coaches. So anyway, Shalene, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Congrats. Thanks for having us on.
Congrats on the success of LifeWise Academy. Continued success.
Yes, thank you.
I know you believe it in your heart what
Absolutely.
You're doing. And my mother got a chance, I think, to be around.
I need her number.
I'm sure she would love to be involved and supportive. And David, thanks so much for your support. All the things you do. I mean, not just this.
Thank you.
You guys do so much to the community. As part of your mission as a successful company is giving back. And that's important, and it's well noted. So thank you for all you
thank
do.
You.
All right, we'll take a break. We've already had the ribbon cutting. We've got another 30 minutes. I think we're going to visit with some folks from the hotel where Valentine's Day. Rick Schaefer's going to be here. Rick Schaefer is on cloud nine with all these baseball guys.
That's his sport. Right?
It is. All right, do not go away. Live from the new Family Market here in Hot Springs, it's 9:25.
Joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
This
Texas Sports Center.
In the NFL, the Washington Commanders signed four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to a one-year deal. The last Pro Bowl he made was in 2023. Last season with the Patriots, he had 1,013 yards and four touchdowns. Diggs is from Maryland and played at Maryland in college. He grew up a Washington fan. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-6 as Pete Crow Armstrong went 3-for-5 with two home runs and four RBIs. That completed the sweep of the Dodgers by the Cubs. Crow Armstrong is now the favorite to win the MVP in the National League. And the Arkansas Travelers lost to the Amarillo Sod Poodles 5-2 last night. They'll play again tonight at Dickie Stevens Park with the first pitch set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A hot day is ahead. We'll expect a high of 98 degrees today in Little Rock, partly cloudy, with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, mostly clear and warm, down to 77. Tomorrow, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high around 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Burroughs and Mr. Frank's is a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Frank's Optical.
I'm here with Laura Beth from Kaufman by Design West. Kaufman has over 7,000 square feet of beautiful new home decor pieces and design specialists on staff. See, that would be important for somebody like me who is design challenged.
Yeah, we have design specialists on staff and everything you need from lighting to flooring, designer hardware, and more.
And gift cards are available, too. Check them out now. Kaufman by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Cantor Road.
Or visit us online at kaufmanlumber.com.
So, DJ Williams, football expert, I know you like rankings.
Well, yes, I do.
Well, which buffet in Central Arkansas was recently rated the best in the state and number 15 in the country?
Oh, that's easy. My favorite, the Wood Grill Buffet in Benton.
So, in addition to football, you know food, too.
Are you kidding me? Look at me. Yes, I know food, too. You have 200 items on that buffet.
Did you look at my notes?
I eat at the Wood Grill Buffet, and I take it all in.
When are we open?
Another easy one. Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner.
You the man.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washtenaw Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Good jam right there. 9:29 on this Thursday, August 6th. We're here at the Family Market at Albert Pike Road in Piney Junction. Place is busy, man. It's hopping. Much like that song.
Yeah, yeah, mess around. Do the mess around, and you're going to screw up because there's only 30 minutes, or as one listener said, 5 minutes, according to Baz's watch, left on getting the under $3 for a gallon of gasoline. Now, it says $3.09 out there on the marquee right now, but don't let that bother you. With your rewards card, it's going to take off 10 cents. That's going to put you at $2.99. That's under $3. It hadn't been under $3 in a couple of years, at least, I think. So it's the lowest ever. So come on by. This location only at the Mountain Pine cutoff, the junction.
We are here at this location. Christian Weaver is back in the Oaklawn Studios in Little Rock. Justin Moore on the road with his son South. They're in the Buffalo area, so we've got the country covered. Do want to say thanks to Keith Holland, who's here with us now, is the owner of Hotel Hot Springs. And we've stayed there over the years, and I know you took care of Ballantyne. You got Rick Schaefer coming to your place Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I don't think Rick stays here very much. I think he's sort of an in-and-out guy.
Okay.
And for those who don't know where that hotel is, I mean, it's smack dab. Talking about, you and I were talking about Little Rock, Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
That would almost be like, I mean, it's right there in the middle of all the downtown things that are happening.
Right on Malvern Avenue, just as you get downtown, and it's attached to the convention center, actually.
So. Yeah.
You can get over there and not get out in the weather if it's raining.
Yeah. How long have you had ownership now?
About 3.5 years.
You enjoyed it? Is it tougher than you thought?
It has some challenges. If you've ever noticed, there's no lock on the front door. So,
well, it's important that you have that the hotel, the town has a hotel like this, and you got to have multiple hotels.
Sure,
but how many rooms do you have?
200.
Yeah, so you've got to have these bigger hotels that have 200 plus rooms to make it work. And this is a big weekend for Hot Springs with the baseball weekend.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's so many sporting events that come over here, especially in the convention center. You've got the basketball tournaments. You've got volleyball. You've got cheerleading. You've got gymnastics.
Sumo wrestling.
Yes.
You got it all going on.
And the sumo wrestlers stay in our hotel.
That's awesome.
And we have had to reinforce the beds in several bedrooms because these guys are so big.
They're massive.
They need
to be on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
Justin, Justin's on the show with us. He's listening. I can remember Justin being in front of Hotel Hot Springs with one Justin Moore out in front. He's thinking, where am I going here? Justin is out in front of the hotel. I'm behind him catching beads being thrown off the deck of Hotel Hot Springs when Justin was the, what do you call it? The
Grand Marshal.
St. Patty.
I'm telling you, there are so many people in that little area, and even beyond the little stretch where I guess it's officially
Bridge Street.
Yeah, you come all the way down by the hotel, and people are all down that street too.
Yep, and we watch it from the balcony. It's great. You got a good view, and you don't have to get all in the crowd because there's a lot of people down there on the sidewalk.
It's 10 people deep.
Oh yeah, at least, absolutely.
I take people up in the hotel sometimes, and you know, the tourists, and I'll just say,
what?
Over there is where Roger Scott was born and raised. That's the projects that Roger Scott fought his way out of.
You see that manger billboard over there?
Yes, he has grown from the projects to the billboards of Oaklawn. He's the trivia king.
Yeah.
Little did they know.
I don't even want to say it. I'm so blessed.
Of course, Bob Beaumont is.
Police department used to be down that way, too.
That's true. Matter of fact, if we did a tour, the Roger Scott tour, Justin, we'd have to have 3 or 4 spots, you know, where he met his wife, the grocery store of that was.
It's all in that area.
Where you were arrested.
Once or twice. Yes, I have. Appreciate that.
It's always got to add that, don't he, Raj?
Few things still pending.
Yeah, and
hopefully, you know, we'll get that out of there.
Did you do your recovery in Little Rock or Hot Springs?
Ridgeway.
Okay, it was in Little Rock.
In Ridgeway. Now, you talking about drug rehab?
Yes.
Yes. It's weird.
It was. I always thought he was hard on you until I came back from the pen, as I call it.
the pen.
And he said, hey, if you don't mind, every time you speak from now on, go, I'm Justin, I'm an alcoholic. And I thought that was odd. And I, you know, we went back and forth for a month or so, and I go, but Baz, I just think that's a little too much. You know,
yeah, well, it's his ringtone. It's his ringtone.
Yeah, you can make me do a dunk contest against Michael Jordan, but this may be much. Too much.
Justin, Roger, I think you'd agree. I think Justin has handled this about as good as you can handle the whole situation.
So, there's only two ways to go.
That's right.
Well, you handled it great. Good job, right? You get right back in.
Lie about it.
That's right. That's right. He has chosen wisely.
Are you a Little Rock guy, Keith?
I live in Little Rock.
Were you born here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Hall.
Okay. Boy, I tell you what.
When it was a football
That's
what
I was about to say.
And boy, basketball, too.
Sure. You look at the history of Hall from a basketball standpoint. Sidney Moncrief.
We were there at the same time.
Yeah, Bobby Portis.
Yep.
I mean you. And then, of course, football, you know. Roger, you know about it. I know you, Justin. I mean, it's changed over the years with Little Rock School District.
Well, Hall and Central and Parkview were all powerhouses.
Yeah, remember, Hall came out of the situation at Central when you had the desegregation issues, and that Hall became a high school, I guess, in 58. Was that
57,
right?
57. In fact, they were closed. That was, I believe, the first year they were open was when all that happened. So the first year the school was ready to go, they closed it.
Yeah, and it was. And for those that don't know, Hall is almost basically in a neighborhood.
It
right?
is. I mean, it's
a. You know what it is, Roger?
I don't.
So Justin and Roger, it's if you go down University where Park Plaza Mall is.
Right.
If you basically just that's the best way to describe it. Yeah, I'll let you describe it.
It's on H Street, and there's a stoplight at H and University. If you go west on H, you'll pass it. It's on the right.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's right smack dab in a neighborhood.
Yes.
And if you don't know it's there, it's but boy, you know, they lost football, 11-on-11 football, and I think they went back to 7-on-7.
Yeah,
I don't know what this, and of course they were fighting within the Little Rock School District.
Yeah,
I've always said, though, you know, back in the glory days for football, you had Little Rock Central, you had Hall, you had Parkview, you had all those schools producing.
Feeding.
Yeah, that's right. Feeding Fayetteville. Now, listen, you still have some good schools that are producing good players. You got CAC and Little Rock Christian and PA.
Yeah, right. But that Rolls Award has a figure on it that was there in Central, so obviously they being there's a history.
Yeah, think about that. Wilson Matthews, who was on the Rolls Award statue, in the 11 years he was head coach at Central, they won 10 state championships. Of course, you know, remember, you didn't have as many schools.
Sure.
You
is
had
that
one
good?
Big school that was.
I think that's pretty good. Yeah.
It is pretty good. Yeah, anyway, he won the national title 1 year. Of course, you know, we kind of find out. I didn't read the article, but you know, Pine Bluff, I think, they have two teams in like the 30s and 40s that were many considered the greatest high school teams ever. They won like. They had like scored 440 points and gave up like 21. Of course, the game was different back then. But yeah, there have been some. You know, Central was outstanding, Pine Bluff was outstanding, and Hall. I sort of feel bad for the folks who graduated from Hall. We'll see it again. Nothing against the people who are there now.
Well, sure,
The same.
I mean, there's just like 200 or 300 people there now, and there were 1,500 back then.
661-1037. I do want to thank Keith again for putting up JB and putting up Rick Schaefer. Rick and Randy will be here tomorrow broadcasting live. I'm sure they've got, I'm sure Double R will be looking forward to interviewing Dale Murphy.
Looking forward to it and Goose.
And you got Goose and the Crime Dog. Goose and the. Now, how many places, Justin, did the Crime Dog play? Because it was more than Atlanta, right?
I don't remember where he came from to Atlanta, but I want to say he played for, was it the Indians after? I think he played for somebody after, but I think his best years, or maybe it's just nostalgia for me, but his best years I thought were as a Brave, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, and I mentioned also Dale Murphy will be coming in to be a part of that. And I remember that was the generation, Roger, that put the Braves on the map nationally because you had Turner Broadcast.
Murphy
had
was a stud.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, yeah. And of course, did he finally get in the Hall of Fame? He's still at the Hall of Fame. Wow,
are you serious?
I remember us having that debate a year or two ago. I would think his numbers, Christian, pull up his numbers to see. I would think his numbers are pretty darn close if shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Somebody says here, Steve says, hey, tour guide Baz, don't forget for Roger, we need a trolley stop on Hobson Street.
Yes.
The Hobson Street Hobos, is the menacing gang here in Hot Springs.
Some gang activity going on down there on Hobson Street. Straighten a few things out. Guess what? No foreign government ever invaded Hobson Street while we were down there.
Yeah, I'll give you one guess, Keith. What horrible act that Roger was arrested for?
Hold on.
And Hot Springs town. You want to take a shot? What do you think his crime was? Where he got in trouble?
I have no idea.
I tell you, Keith, what we did, we would tap people on the shoulder and then go on the other side of them and go, boo! That's what we did.
Roger, do you
remember? We rolled houses.
Justin, do you remember the crime that that Roger got in trouble for?
B&E! Little B&E.
I don't, and if I did, I wouldn't say.
Roger, you had a technique. You had a special technique.
It was. What we did was we were considered the Robin Hood of our era. We would rob from the rich, give to the poor.
There's not much to rob from the poor.
That, you know what? That's exactly right. It's a great way to put it like that.
Yeah, you were.
So that's what we did.
We were good at getting into the Hobson Street Angels for a while. You were good at getting into Coke machines.
We were able to sneak into Coke machines. Back in when this country was great, it was easier to rip off the vending machine.
You could reach up inside the vending machine.
You needed a friend. You needed a guy in your gang called Stretch because he had the long arms. And he was able to snake and serpentine his arm up in there and pull out a canned Coke. Now, I don't recommend doing that for anybody, but that was our only source of food for those days. We didn't eat very often.
I would pay. Very often.
I'm sure when you and Ballantyne are at Sauce discussing things like this.
I would pay, Justin, I would pay $500 right now.
$500?
$500 to anybody who could produce the mugshot of Roger Scott.
$500? Hell, I'll do it for that. For $500. I'm hoping my friends are smart enough to hold out for a lot more than $500.
We got the Frank Sinatra mugshot. We got Glenn Campbell. Elvis mugshot.
You got Glenn Campbell, Elvis, Sinatra. You got
the Stones from Fort Knox.
Oh, you got the Stones.
You got Trump. And Nick Nolte. You got
Justin, have you ever come close to doing something that got you arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't recall. No, I haven't.
There may have been a baseball game not too long ago. You might have been. Maybe.
Very good.
Yeah, it was just
touche.
Touche.
And it was after that you decided, you know what? Enough's enough. These people are driving me crazy.
Oh, man. So
yeah,
true.
That fact, too, we were laughing in a fun way about the triggers for Justin.
Yeah.
The Razorback football and referees.
Right,
you need to stay away from both.
For me, it's the movie Scarface.
Yeah, this true.
Can't do it.
Keith, hey, always good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks so much for folks. Are there rooms available for this weekend?
There are a few left, so come on down. Yeah. We'll accommodate you.
It's a great location. It's easy to find. Appreciate you stepping in and taking that hotel over.
Always glad to see you guys.
Hotel Hot Springs, we've been there over the years many times.
Oh, my God, yeah. Listen, we appreciate that. Very good room, clean rooms, great staff. Always very friendly.
We got a great team.
You do. You have a long time.
And for this city to work the way it is, you've got to have multiple great hotels. So
you do.
You're
important. You really do.
The Oakland, the Embassy, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're an important one right there in the middle of town too.
Thank
you. Make sure that Rick. You know, I'm sure Rick probably makes his bed up in the hotel room when he leaves.
Great beds, great soft.
I love them.
Yeah, they really are. It really is. And Rick probably does.
I envision Rick just looking at his bed and he goes, make. And it just instantly makes.
Mister. Keith, thank you. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here at Family Market. There's still a ton of folks here. Still a ton.
Yeah, dude.
15 minutes, Roger, to get 30 cents off a gallon, right?
Under $3. So it'll be $2.99 for a gallon, and you hadn't gotten that in a long, long time.
All right, don't go away. 9:44.
She's looking mighty fine. Here comes Hot and Nancy. She's stepping
The summer is more than halfway over, and so is the Alcoa Summer Auto Loan Special. This is the offer that was 250 years in the making, so you better not miss it. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776%. You heard that right. On 2024, 25, and 26-year models, you can get auto loan rates as low as 1.776. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing the ride you already have. If that wasn't good enough, you also won't have to make a car payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days. You need more time to pay? Financing up to 84 months is available, just like the founding of our great nation. If you wait too long, this incredible offer will be history. Alcoa makes it easy to apply. You can apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply in person at one of the branches, or give them a call, and one of their loan officers will be happy to help. Remember, this special offer was 250 years in the making, and you don't want to miss out. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336, or biglou.com.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
You like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you could save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level, and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Say something.
No, I want to send Justin this picture.
Well,
Justin, I tell you, the internet and AI is so creative. So Savage sends me this picture on our Milton Eatonair text line. He said, "David, give me the money." So I'm just sending it to
the eyebrows on that.
Is that legit?
Yeah.
We've got a picture of Roger, his mugshot, and his mugshot. He's got a number underneath the Hot Springs Police Department. But he's wearing his tux.
No, that's a nice try, Savage.
It also had you 6 foot tall.
It sure did.
Did you notice that?
Sure did. That's not. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's a good looking picture. Look at that hair.
Look at those.
Landon Parker joins us. Good morning, Landon.
Hey guys. Good morning. It's always a good day when we have celebrities join us.
Congratulations on another opening.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited to be in Hot Springs. Our second store in the past year here. We love it here, and excited to be here again.
Where'd you get your tan from?
Outside a lot, and it's hot. We're coaching football right now, fourth grade football, tackle football in Benton.
Very good.
We're going helmets and shoulder pads for the first time tonight, thudding up a little bit. So
thudding up,
might separate the men from the boys.
I like the way that works.
It's funny. It's August 6th, and what age are you talking about?
Fourth grade, so it'll be 9, 10-year-olds.
So my dad, his grandson on my stepmother's side, they're playing now. They're doing tackle. Yeah. Justin, that means Sal should be. Is Sal getting ready to start as well? Football in Poland?
Well, they had camp. I'm sure when school starts, they'll start practicing.
It's getting cranked
he's,
up.
He's going, into, yeah. he's going into fourth grade as well, so I think this will be his second year tackle, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, yeah, some schools do start third grade.
I think it was third, too.
Yeah.
What position they got Sal playing?
Like running back, receiver.
Let's go.
My dad's grandson, he's got him at quarterback and linebacker. You know, at fourth grade, might as well. Sure. It doesn't make any difference anywhere.
Future Matt Jones could play a couple of things.
Yeah. How many Bahama Mamas were given away today?
Oh, gosh.
Landon? 1,000.
Yeah. I would say hundreds for sure.
Between the Bahama Mama breakfast, between the Highland Dairy, thank you to Highland for the free pints of chocolate milk, Community Coffee giving away free coffee. Yep. We've got close to, on the atomic clock, less than 8 minutes left for under $3 gasoline. That's right. Just here. But again, four locations, four new convenience stores, Wooster, Mayflower, and two in Hot Springs. And I know you're going to get some in Saline County. I know that there's others that have been wanting you to go back to where you were with all the other big red stores, but contractually obligated and honoring all of that, you guys are just not building close to any of those things. You're going to be in other locations, which is fantastic for you to do that. Get a rewards card. You'll never pay full price for gas. Is there something that you get with a rewards card? Does it knock off gas every day?
Every time you fill up at the pump, 5 cents off, no matter what.
No matter what. Just for being
a rewards card member.
Just for having a rewards card, it's 5 cents off. Mm-hmm. Stupid if you hate your own money.
That's right.
Don't get one.
That's right. Just pay full price. Yeah.
Justin was mentioning Rick Schaefer and his hotel room and whether he makes up his bed, that kind of thing. Here's one that says, "I imagine Rick wears the old school pajamas, like with the matching stocking cap." I don't know about the stocking cap.
Your mom and her kerchief.
But I can see Rick wearing the full pajama gear.
Well, guys wore all that back then.
I know.
It wasn't even the pants. You don't mean pants. You mean like
the pant and the top.
Oh, yeah, the pant and the top. Yeah, and the three buttons.
Basically, Scrooge is wearing when he gets awoken.
Exactly the image I was thinking of, Justin.
Yeah, me Scrooge. Too. It had nothing to do with him being Scrooge. I'm just saying, that's the outfit.
No, not at all. No, that's just the clothes or the three buttons a pajama top with a pocket for your smokes, I guess. I don't know what a pocket was for.
Here's a couple messages here on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. This is actually from the one he read. He said today, he says, beautiful story here. Entertaining show this morning, fellas. Put in a good word for a family market in Sheridan. He also said back in July, Justin, all of us Grant Countyans are super proud of you. Keep up the good work, young man. Praying for you always.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Here's one that says another thing for Rick, a warm glass of milk before bed for Rick.
Yeah, that stuff does work. Before going to bed. I'm telling you, I tried it.
My wife goes the other direction, ice in the milk. What do you think, ice or warm?
I don't hate it. Don't hate it at all. It's ice cream. It's ice cream.
It kind of is.
It's ice cream.
Yeah. I think we have Phil Elson in the studio. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
What's going on, buddy?
Just hanging out here with Christian. Starting to get to work a little earlier than usual today. I'm going to take over one of these offices. That's got a bunch of stuff just thrown in there.
Phil, you sound a little.
You sound reserved.
You sound like you're fatigued. Sounds like you're.
Are you standing in the back of the studio?
You also sound like you're in South Africa.
I think the microphone's been potted up a little bit better now. All right. Does that sound better?
Okay. Just another hard pass. Just something else stupid that we put people about.
But we expect a certain level.
We did.
And Phil, you came in at about the 18 decibels or whatever it is below what we thought. What's going on with the show today?
You don't whisper very much, man. No, not at all.
Typically around 10 is where the station becomes a professional broadcasting station.
It's supposed to be at 11. We like these ones go to 11. We play some sound from Ron Roberts and from Hunter Osborne and from C.J. Brown that talked after practice yesterday. We're going to speak with Matt Baker, who reports on college football from The Athletic. Writes a lot about the business of college football, which unfortunately kind of takes precedence in front of the actual on-field product, especially this early in camp. Red-White Report, of course. Zach Gillum stopping by, and I did not see that coming. So a good Thursday today.
9:56 here. Landon, thanks again for having us out here.
Thank you, Lando.
Another successful launch. JM, what's your schedule for the rest of the weekend, man?
What is this, 21 questions?
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Two more shows after today. That's the ticket.
You're covering some miles, man.
I think we're in Ohio and Virginia after today, I believe.
Is this Ohio? Is that what they do at the Buckeyes?
O-H-I-O.
Well, you know that too well.
I hate those guys, though, so.
Yeah.
Well done.
I hate you. I know you're stupid.
That's right. Chance. I know your dang chance.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be at the 50th anniversary of the Hope Watermelon Festival, so that'll be an interesting. I will be glad to challenge you, Roger, and said.
Hey, if y'all drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl.
We'll
bring more of these back. We'll give these away. We'll give one away tomorrow, and we can give some more away next week on the show. These are from Malvern National Bank. Thanks to them hooking up with Family Market. We've got two $50 gift cards and one $100 gift card left to give away. We will give those away to our listeners. You'll not get that. No disrespect. You'll not get it on Phil's show. Randy's not going to do it. Not at all. I don't even know about Wes. I don't even know.
All right, boys. Great work. Back in the studio, Christian. JM, good job on the road. Roger, you too.
Trivia tonight. Come hang out with me. 6:30 is when we're going to be doing it. I have my Family Market gift cards to give away there well.
All right. Zone's up next. Don't go away.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great